To celebrate this feast that we used to call Corpus Christi, we have to confront a cultural barrier. Moreover, to enter into the mystery of what is being revealed in John's sixth chapter requires more than just reading the words. What John is addressing here is human hunger, not necessarily food. Yet we live in a world of fast food and junk food, in a culture that too often eats in the car, or at best eats on the run. And when the wrappers are thrown away, there is always still hunger. Curiously for me, and disturbingly, even in restaurants, people hardly relax to savor the food and conversation. What we often find nowadays is iPads and cell phones in one hand with a fork in the other. And what we're also beginning to admit is that junk food is exactly that. It's not real food. It doesn't supply nourishment. In fact, it's often harmful to eat. In the meantime, there's still hunger. It isn't just junk food that we consume either. We feed our minds on trivia, news that is mostly opinion rather than fact. And instead of consuming great literature, most people seem content to devour the trivial, shallow trash picked up at the checkout stand, attracted by sensational headlines and photos of superstars. In the meantime, hunger remains. Some people are awakening to this reality, and they make changes. They train themselves to walk past the processed food aisle. They turn off the TV, giving up the prepackaged opinions of hate radio and shouting of left or right extremists. And they look for, and they hunger for, people who are engaged in real living, whose lives are about more than work, eating, entertainment, and sleeping. Some folks are looking for real food because they're hungry for what matters and hungry for what gives life. There is in every human life a hunger for God, and to desperate, starving people wandering in a desert, God gave food, manna, every day. They had to take what I call the manna risk of doing things God's way and not returning to Egypt. Then again, in God's own time, Jesus came to feed the hungry. And the Gospels are full of these stories. To people who followed him in the desert, he offered ordinary bread. To the leper hungry for companionship, he offered the bread of healing. To a lonely woman at Jacob's well, he offered the bread of forgiveness and satisfied her hunger for salvation. To the rejects and the outcasts, by mixing with them and sharing their bread, he offered companionship and satisfied their hunger for self-worth. To a widow burying her only son, and to Martha and Mary, who just buried their brother, he offered the bread of compassion and showed them that even in death, we are not beyond the reach of God's help. To Zacchaeus, a rich tax collector who robbed bread from the tables of the poor, Jesus invited himself to Zacchaeus' table. And then, awakening within Zacchaeus a hunger for a better life, he got him to share what he had with the poor from whom he'd stolen. This Eucharist we gather to celebrate here week after week is real food that can satisfy every hunger. Flesh and blood is a way of referring to human being, not just tissue and fluid. And that's what this feast is about, being human. Way more than processions and walking behind a monstrance, this feast is about the mystery into which we are drawn here, the body and blood of Christ. This is what gives us the strength and our responsibility for one another. It gives us the dignity of communion. When we hold out our hands to accept the broken bread, we are daring to take hold of a body that was broken in death and rose in freedom. When we drink from the cup, we pledge ourselves to solidarity. This is the meaning of drinking from the same cup. We become one. One with the losers, the powerless, the have-nots, the dregs of society, the sinners for whom Jesus drained the cup of his own suffering. So today, my friends, we focus on what we easily forget, that every Eucharist must create in us a great sense of unease about disunity, discrimination, hypocrisy in the body of Christ. This Eucharist, every time we gather here, must make us bold in assuming the work of Jesus with the gifts of his Spirit. This, then, is the gathering place, a stopping place, maybe, a resting place for all those who are on the way to the kingdom of justice and peace.